they were, of course, dealing with communities that had been established for 300 years. The speech was pretty stagnant in there. It wasn't changing very much at all. In this state, of course, it's not stagnant because it's not even fixed.
All kinds.
Yeah. I just hope that somebody will have enough interest to get out in the state in about another 25 years and do this all over again, just to see what's happened, how the speech areas have changed according to commerce, mm-hmm. and according to industry and according to transportation. It used to be that they changed according to a river. This, of course, was back in colonial times, and even later, when rivers were the main arteries of transportation, you'd find one pronunciation moving up a river, perhaps. You'd find it along the river banks, but you wouldn't find it over on the other side of the hill.
Oh, yeah, right.
Simply because the people along the river talked to other people along the river. The people on the other side of the hill would come in now and then, but they'd mostly talk to their neighbors on the other side of the hill.
Well, this book you're going to come out with, or whatever it is, who will use it? What would be the...
Just people like me, people who are interested in the language as it is. Things like this have been done now. One started in Germany about 1848, I think. And this showed some rather surprising things that people hadn't suspected about speech. How new words are adopted and things like that, then this seemed to be a good idea. There had been numerous theories about language and how it changed and things like this, and this exploded a number of them. Because you could simply say it's not true. You see, we can show you on a map where these terms occur. Mm-hmm. According to your theory, they shouldn't be here.
No.
They occur in all these places where they shouldn't be, so change your theory. And, of course, this is what had to happen. And now, we're still interested in that, but in other aspects. This is established, it's old hat now. But, again, it's just a matter of the cultural history of the people, mm-hmm. and how they talk. If we just had some records of Abraham Lincoln now, not necessarily sound transcriptions, but if someone had written these down in his own speech, his own pronunciations, and this will appear that way. For example, what do you call that game where a man will walk along with a bag of clubs and hit a little white ball?
Golf.
Now, the way you said that, it would be written like this.
I don't get
it. See, these are special symbols. This is awe. Golf.
Nice.
If you had said golf, then I would have written it this way. Same word, just a different pronunciation. Then by doing this, we can compare pronunciations in different parts of the state. And it can get rather complicated.
I can see that. Oh, yes. Are you a speech major?
No, I'm a linguist. I did my doctoral work in linguistics and dealt with matters of this type. Transcribing in this way, recording in this way. It's pretty handy. And it has a special use, of course, but if you're interested in that special use, it's indispensable. Then, of course, I've been interested in words, I think, as long as I can remember. You know, being out in California, seeing all these different things working together and wondering what they were and why they were that way. And for a while, I was wondering what they should be.